Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And yes, money comes with its own set of issues too. But that just boils down to, you know, each individual. Because I would much rather cry in a Bentley than anything else. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I don't know about you. Hello, my beautiful angels. Welcome back to my channel and welcome to my channel for all my new subscribers. Hello. Hi, my name is Aisha. Very nice to meet you. I want to jump right into this video, guys. I really, really do. But you guys know the drill. If you're new here, you don't. So you'll learn today to follow me on Instagram, which will be right here. And also, do not forget to subscribe to this channel. Pause, stop, subscribe if you have not already, because we have a goal. We are so close to 100K, guys. Less than 9K away. It's absolutely insane. I am flabbergasted. Okay, let's jump right into this video. So I want to state as a disclaimer, this video is going to be straight facts. It's going to be a little, you know, a little hard to swallow, a tough pill to swallow, but you guys already know my method, that I am into more of the tough love sort of thing. And that's only because I like to get to the root of issues and actually transform people's lives, and as well as my own. And you're not going to, you know, be able to do that coddling people's feelings to death. So that's on that. If you consider yourself to be a very sensitive person and you're easily offended, then please click off of this video. Great. Glad we got that established. Men will test you. Don't even get offended by it. It's just what they do. So if they can get away with doing the least and getting the maximum return, which is, of course, sleeping with you, they're going to do that. Men value what they invest in. Men value what they invest money in. So if you sleep with them, they did the absolute least to even get with you. They took you out on one dinner date and impressed you, and things just flowed so well that, like, you guys were vibing, and that's why you can't help the chemistry you had. No, you have to be able to maintain your composure and not put yourself in a situation where you are in his lair, in his territory, where he can get what it is that he wants. Because then right after that's done, I mean, the dust has settled for him. There's no reason to proceed. You literally put yourself from, you know, letter A all the way to Z now, because that was easy. He barely had to put in any work. While they're playing with your emotions, they got to invest little to nothing into you while they get to play with you. And now you're attached to this person because it is a form of attachment, right? And now you're upset. Excuse the lighting, guys, like, honestly, seriously, because I did get a brand new camera because I have been filming on my phone, and I actually have always owned a camera, but it was just so much easier for me to always film on my phone and yada, yada, yada. So you guys are going to see a huge quality difference in my videos once I get this camera set up, because I really want to make this a lot more professional and not rely on using my phone anymore. Back to what I was saying. Okay. I get so many countless messages, even in a lot of them in my consults, where girls are saying, you know, how do I get him to start doing more for me? Because I started out so low maintenance, and now that I'm demanding more and I want to do more things, he doesn't want to do it. And I really hate to be the bearer of bad news, but of course I would love to tell you, oh, do this, do that, he'll do it. But it really is not that simple. If you always require minimal to low effort, why should he, after getting all the benefits from you, all of a sudden reroute his direction to try and impress you already? He already got what he wanted. He's already been getting what he wanted, or he's already getting what he wants. So when you kind of put that demand on a guy, all of a sudden it makes him feel like you're switching up on him, which in a weird way you kind of are, because you suppress what it is that you actually really wanted and desired and what you actually really required. And you settled for less, and now you want to come out of your shell and you want to be you and you want to experience different things and have nice experiences. This person doesn't feel like he needs to rise to the occasion. He doesn't feel like he needs to. And in his defense, right? Why should you pay for something that you've always been getting for free? Why should you pay full price for something that you've always been getting discounted? Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's very hard. Near impossible, I want to even go as far as saying, arguably, to all of a sudden reroute and that person rises to the occasion. The issue is when you start putting these demands down, you know, and I say demands loosely, like you're not like being bossy and mean. When you try to have new experiences and try to, you know, up the, you know, the game a little bit, he doesn't want to rise to the occasion and it's bothering you now. That's why you don't start out low maintenance. Be yourself. Why? Because who you are is going to come out anyway. And this is another thing I want to add. Be careful of being so impressed by someone's minimal effort. And this is the issue. The more successful the guy, the easier it is for him to impress someone, right? Arguably. So if you have someone that has impressed you in a way that no one else ever has, their minimal could be very much okay for you because you're not used to that level of minimal because it seems like a lot. That is where things get dangerous, specifically when it comes to dating affluent men. That's where the issue lies, because their minimal is to the average person sometimes a lot, or can be perceived as a lot, especially when it's a brand new experience for you. Each guy's version of minimal effort will be different. And of course, that depends on multiple factors. So you should date a provider, because if you are traditional in the sense of relationships, it's just this cut and dry. Men protect, profess, provide. Women are nurturers. Men are supposed to be providers. This goes back to the caveman days, right? Where women were choosing, you know, men based off of how strong they were, which mattered because they had to hunt animals and bring food to the table. And then the woman's job was to prepare whatever was brought to the table. Am I making sense? And then also, women were selecting men based off of how physically, you know, strong they looked as well, because then that made them want to produce offspring with them, because then it would carry on that man's genes. So if a man back in the caveman days was strong and they felt protected, you know, the woman felt very protected, and, you know, she felt like he would be a good candidate to have offspring with and to provide, you know, for her and, you know, their future family. His appearance and ability to bring, you know, food to the table and hunt and gather solidified her decision in how well she felt like that person could provide for her and her future offspring. You should date a provider also because, arguably, in society, everyday life, women have more stress than men. Okay? You have children sometimes, you have to take care of the kids, you have to keep up with your appearance, you have to deal with the, you know, your body changing from carrying a human being for 9 months and then after, you know, kind of getting back into shape and feeling good about yourself, all these things, you know, cooking, taking the kids to school. Being a mother is a very sacrificing job. I'm not even a mother, and I understand that concept simply as a woman. it's a sacrificing job while trying to maintain your own life, which arguably you don't even have your own life sometimes. Some people, it really is a choice. And just maintaining, just a life that's desirable and still all the while maintaining being desirable for your husband. So you don't need the stress. The last thing you actually need is the stress of paying bills, taking care of the kids, who's going to pick them up after you get off of work, you're running late from work, you're working overtime. You cannot be your best with all of these other pressures. No matter how genuinely hard you try, you cannot be your best with juggling all of these things. Besides the basics of life and society, you need to be provided for that you can effortlessly be the best person you can be the best mom that you can be the best hands-on mom that you can be. You can take pride in your appearance, have your, a healthy lifestyle. And you want to be able to effortlessly do this because you don't have to worry about the stress of meeting a guy halfway, helping him do his job. He's not helping you do your job. What's happening here? And then also this, because of these everyday normal stresses that are a part of life, women age faster than men do. I didn't make this up. So with that being said, the last thing that you really do need to be worrying about is meeting him halfway as you juggle a million other things and taking care of the both of you guys' kids. Love has highs and lows, right? It's not always going to be a honeymoon phase. That's obvious to any mature situation. There will be a time where you guys have to do different things to spice things up. Let's say you just want to take a spontaneous vacation somewhere and, go out of the country. Oh, but if you're working and not by choice, I'm saying if you're working and it's not by your choice, and you have all the stress on you, and you have to worry about, okay, like, I don't have anyone to watch the kids, and they're supposed to be in daycare here, and I don't wanna, I wanna make sure that I'm using up as much daycare days as possible because I do have to, come out of pocket for it, and I can't go on vacation because I don't like my body. I don't like how I look. I mean, what am I even gonna wear? Like, all of these things you're going to start taking into account. And you can't even do something as simple as go on a vacation. Go on a weekend getaway with your husband. Because that's when it starts to highlight all the flaws. When you can't just at the, drop of a dime, decide to do something to just give yourself a little break. Okay? You should be able to, enroll your children in the best school if that's what you desire. Support their, activities if they want to get into sports and or dance or both. All of these things, you don't want to struggle to have to be able to do that and then you just rip the kid's dream from them because, or their activity or hobby from them because mommy and daddy can't afford it anymore. That's just hurtful to a kid. And it will have an impact on the dynamic of you and your relationship. You know why?
I had to change the angle for the lighting. One of the number one reasons why couples get divorced is over finances. Oh yeah, it's a real thing. So this is why I also speak about being intentional about the life that you want to create for yourself, especially when it comes to bringing life onto this earth. You don't want to have to stress and struggle over something that's supposed to be a joyous experience. And yes, money comes with its own set of issues too, but that just boils down to, each individual. Because I would much rather cry in a Bentley than anything else. I'm just saying, I don't know about you. Everyone likes nice things. Why can't you have it? Why do you not think that you deserve it? You are worthy of these things. You deserve to have these things. If it is a desire of yours, everyone's desire is different, okay? One girl could be perfectly content with, having, a simple farmhouse and having a lot of land, and she likes that simple lifestyle. Another girl can be content with just having a decent sized home. That's an arbitrary thing as well. And just, you know, being comfortable. She doesn't necessarily want to be, you know, super wealthy or anything like that. She doesn't mind, you know, not driving super luxury cars. And then you have other people like myself, and I want what I want. Like, I love the best of the best of everything. That's what genuinely fuels me and genuinely makes me happy for myself, not even for other people. I like these things because I like these things for Aisha. Do you understand? And I think that there's a stigma around people that enjoy nice things as well, or that enjoy luxury things. There seems to be this negative stigma, basically, that people that enjoy that type of lifestyle, you know, tend to be very insecure, and they have to have all these things to sort of mask or cover up some sort of deep insecurity within themselves. And that's not always the case. Is it the case sometimes? Well, duh, of course. Why? Because everything is circumstantial. A lot of things are arbitrary. However, that's not the case for a lot of people, right? So whatever your definition may be of being provided for, don't stop until you get that. Do not settle. Do not try to dim your light down so you can make someone feel comfortable, because when you try to jump out of your shell and you try to just be you and you want the things that you want, you're always going to feel unsatisfied, because this person, he won't rise to the occasion. So don't put yourself in a predicament where someone is incapable of doing these things for you, or simply incapable because they just don't want to, because they didn't have to in the beginning. Okay. And then you dig yourself a hole because this person simply just doesn't want to do what you want and give you what it is that you desire. And you've already invested so much. So I just wanted to drop this video by you ladies, okay, as a thought-provoking video. I want you guys to actually think about, especially my young ladies out there, and you don't have children yet or anything like that. If you are in a relationship where you feel stuck because you want certain things and you're frustrated because the person you want to give you these things just doesn't want to do it, or finds an excuse to not do it all the time, it sucks, but you have to understand that they're not. They're just not. If you presented a window for them to rise to the occasion and they have countless times decided not to show up, that's an answer. And it's not easy, but you guys know I always say you gotta force yourself, because you're never going to feel like leaving. You're not going to wake up one day and say, huh, yes, today's the day where I leave you in the dust. Oh yes. No, it's not gonna happen. You're never gonna feel like it. And there is freedom in understanding that you will never feel like it. Think about what it is that I'm saying. There is freedom in understanding that you will never feel like leaving that toxic situation, that you will never feel like leaving that guy and you like him so much, or you love him so much, and you've spent so many years with him, you spent so many months with him, you're so attached. There's never going to be a right time, okay? It's going to get more toxic. You're going to actually have more reasons to leave and still find new ones to stay. And that's what it'll turn into. So if someone is not meeting that simple basic criteria of what it is that a man should do if you are traditional in a relationship sense, such as myself, then there will be no relationship. That's what it is at the end of the day. That's how I think. That's how I'm going to be for eternity. And that's on that. So in conclusion, my loves, I hope that you guys have enjoyed this video. Thanks for sticking by me in like this like horrible lighting. Like, this is practically shadow lighting above me, but it's fine. Do not forget that I love you and God loves you, and I will see you beautiful angels in my next video. Mwah!